Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I'll be your host. And I'm joined by Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And Kevin Close.
Aloha.
As if you guys couldn't figure it out, we are not in the studio in Orlando this week. We're coming to you from Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa on the beautiful island of Oahu in Hawaii. Coming towards the end of vacation for some of us, but we wanted to come and say hi to you guys and play a few interviews we had with some cast members. We think you guys will enjoy that. But before we get to those, I want to know how you guys enjoyed your vacation so far.
So far, it's been amazing.
Has it been amazing?
It's been amazing.
It's too short.
Yeah. I mean, you guys are just about ready. We have a couple more days left. And it's just at that part where you start to count down the hours. You know, like, it's like, oh, we only have 48 hours left. It's not days anymore. So it's been amazing, as always. The weather's been perfect.
I know it has been. It has been absolutely gorgeous. Kevin, how about you?
I've been having a great time. I don't want to leave.
I know. It sucks, doesn't it?
It does.
One of the things that we want to let you know, too, is we are actually filming in a grand villa at Disney's Aulani Resort and Spa.
And for the other 99%, Tracy's staying in a studio down the hall.
I wanted to point out.
Sorry, I'm so sick of that pity party.
I'm in Hawaii.
That Tracy is not staying in the room with us. We do not all travel together and stay in one big room, for those of you watching at home. But so we're in a grand villa. We wish we could have a different shot for you, maybe to see outside and to see our view. Unfortunately, with the camera, this shot worked the best. So we're actually in the dining room of the grand villa. So huge, huge, beautiful
I think
place.
They refer to it as the dining hall, Tracy.
They do, the dining hall. That's where we set up the
And there is somebody at the door who hangs up your coats, correct?
There it is.
You don't need a coat in Hawaii.
Did you bring Tracy the first class amenity you were going to give her?
I didn't. I have a first class amenity for you, Tracy.
Yay.
Excellent. So like I said, we had a chance to interview some cast members here at Aulani, people who were very, very gracious with their time and let us sit with them and ask them questions and have a good time with them. So we're going to start out with, I had a chance to interview the Disney ambassador for Aulani. His name is Manaku Tanaka. I think I got that right. Very, very nice, very sweet man. He was very generous with his time and also allowing me to butcher his name over and over again during the interview. So let's play that interview and then we'll come back and we'll chat about it. We're here with Manaku Tanaka, Disney Aulani Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us and agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you for taking the time and inviting me to talk to you.
We're very excited about that.
Mahalo.
Can you tell our listeners and our viewers exactly what does it mean to be a Disney Aulani ambassador?
You know, to be a Disney Aulani ambassador is to be a representative of our 1,800 cast members and also the stories of the Walt Disney Company. So here at Aulani, not only do we have those stories of Disney, but we also have the Hawaiian culture as well, because we stand for so much of that. So as an Aulani ambassador, I get to speak to all the magic of Disney, but also all the magic throughout the thousands of years that the Native Hawaiian people have been here up to the days of our current community.
Well, one of the things that's very, very obvious about Aulani is the integration of the Hawaiian culture and the people, and not only the culture, but also sort of embracing the landscape of Hawaii. Aulani fits in very well to where we are located. Can you tell us a little bit of the history of Aulani and building the resort and that sort of thing?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing that you need to know about Aulani is it all began really with our guests. We knew that our guests in the Disney Vacation Club and our guests that were going to all of our parks, they were already coming to Hawaii. And they wanted to come to Hawaii more, but then they had children and they thought there wasn't a full family experience for them. Since there was no real family experience, we saw that, and so we started to come here and look for a place for us to fit. You know, where would we fit? Right. But instead of us writing and reimagining something completely different, something new happened, and that's we met all the people of Hawaii. We met the navigators. We met the people who prepare the poi. We met the people who make spam wasabi in little shops. And our Imagineers thought, this is amazing. What if we did something completely different, where we just celebrate the culture of the place that we're in? And that was really the genesis for Aulani and everything it became to be. It came to be eventually. We ended up getting these cultural advisors to come in, and they talked about all the different art. I mean, you've seen the art, right?
Oh my God, Art is beautiful.
We're the largest collector of Native Hawaiian contemporary art in the world.
Even in the rooms, the art's beautiful.
Yes, in the rooms. We have it. One hidden thing that you may not know is all of our elevator shafts. If you go onto each floor, we have a unique art piece on every floor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So because we have the 16 floors, you have a 32-piece art tour you could do all by yourself if you wanted to.
And these are all local artists from what I understand, right?
That's correct. All Native Hawaiian artists who have been here, who are immersed in the culture, and they all have unique messages to share about that culture and about how they make new art. You know, contemporary art was really important to us because we wanted to tell people that we are a living culture. It's not a museum culture. It's not the Native Hawaiians of a long time ago. It's the Native Hawaiian people of today and also our diverse communities that you see among all of our amazing cast members.
Absolutely. The other thing, too, is Alani is also seems to be embraced by the locals. You get a lot of local guests who show up maybe on a weekend or for a holiday.
Oh, and that's one of the best things, if you ask me, because now a guest who comes to visit Aulani is not just immersed in the stories that we've prepared for them, but when you're at the pool, you could be sitting next to somebody who's lived here for maybe 10 years, or maybe their family's been here for five generations. Maybe they descend from people who voyaged here thousands of years ago, or maybe they descend from people who came to work our sugar and pineapple plantations, which people want to come here and visit anyway.
Right.
And it's right next to you. You know, the best thing about Aulani is it brings people together and we weave that Disney magic in to make sure you're in a safe place with a great experience with our Hawaiian culture. So it's completely unique and celebrates exactly where we are.
Right. And also the Disney touches are definitely here. The Disney magic's here. The characters are here. But it's done in a way such that it seems seamless to me.
Thank
it's not
you.
Forced. It's not like all of a sudden, you know, Mickey's out in a sailor suit.
Right.
Mickey's in his Hawaiian shirt and his leg. And
well, you know, Aulani was so awesome that Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse said, well, why not come out here for vacation?
Right.
And so they come out here and they thought, we already have all these friends who come to visit us anyway. Why don't we join them for breakfast?
Right.
Why don't we head out and swim in the pool with them? And they brought more of their friends along. They brought Pluto. They brought Shelly May. We have Stitch hanging around doing all kinds of rascal things. And most recently, of course, Moana. She comes to visit us all the way from Motunui on that huge voyaging across the Pacific. So we just attract wonderful people. And of course, Mickey Mouse is one of them.
That's right. Absolutely. So the other thing that happens here at Aulani is that the cast tries to get the guests involved in the Hawaiian culture. And we see that here in the Olelo room.
Olelo room. Very
Olelo,
good.
Exactly.
That was very
That's exactly
Maikai.
What I
very
said.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
And this is a great example of that. No, it was wonderful. This is a great example of that. The Olelo room. Olelo means language, as you probably already know.
I knew that.
It's a place where we can fully immerse ourselves in the Hawaiian language. Actually, not too long ago, it was almost on the brink of extinction. And around the same time we had a renaissance in the culture, we had a renaissance in the language. And now all around the state, we actually have schools that are fully immersion where you can learn Hawaiian language and learn in Hawaiian language. And when you come here, you can immerse yourself as well. So if you were to come in the evening, we have beautiful live Hawaiian music and everything is labeled. So the floor says Papahele, our windows say Pukahale, which means windows or doors. And
oh, I thought it meant closed.
Well, no, that means door.
Okay.
And we also have cast members who speak Hawaiian language, and you see that we're labeled here on our name tags. That's one of the coolest things to me, because now if you're learning Hawaiian or interested, you need just walk up to any cast member with this pin and you can have that interaction. The Walt Disney Company didn't have this recognition until Aulani was present.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were the first to have it.
Awesome. Tell us some of the hidden secrets, the hidden treasures of Aulani, because that's one of the things that I think is great about, first of all, any Disney resort, is that there's all the surprises that the Imagineers put in, but Aulani more so. It feels to me like you've got more surprises around every corner.
We do. So I think one of my favorite things are the menehune. Do you know the menehune?
Is that the maids?
No. The menehune are little magical people who actually run around the resort at night and do mischievous things. And you can find them hiding throughout the day. There's maybe a couple hundred of them at any given time. And it's a fun thing for you to look for while you're here, especially for those who already enjoy Hidden Mickeys, which I'm sure you're very familiar
right,
with.
Right, absolutely.
One of the biggest, best-kept secret, though, that I think people don't think about, which I'd like to let you in on, is the magic that it is that exists in just speaking to our cast members. You know, all of our cast members don't even have to be trained. We live in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. We are raised on these stories about the plants, about where we grew up, about these areas specifically where we're from. And because we have those roots, you could talk to any cast member and just ask them, you know, tell me a story. Or meet them and have a genuine interaction with somebody from that place.
That's
never
awesome.
Before has Disney had an experience that really emphasizes the host culture. And we want to meet you. We want to know about your friends and family. We want to tell you about, like for me, I'm from a place called Aliamanu. Do you know Aliamanu by any chance?
I do not.
Aliamanu is a crater. It's near the airport. So you probably saw it but didn't realize it. And I live on the outside of Aliamanu crater. And Aliamanu, the story of Aliamanu is that Alia means to be patient and Manu is a bird. And so Pele, the fire goddess, who you may have heard of, it's believed when she came to Hawaii, she was looking for a place to live, a place to build her fires. So she made a whole bunch of craters, and Aliamanu was one of them. And because she left a favorite pet bird of hers there, we named that place Alia, or a place to wait, Manu, bird. And that is where I live. I live in this story.
Oh, that's incredible. Absolutely. I understand that folks can take tours of Alani and immerse themselves in the story of the resort. There's regular tours, guided tours, or there's self-guided tours. What can you tell us about those?
So we have two guided tours. We have the Makaika'i Art and Culture and the Makaika'i Plant and Wildlife, where you can go around and learn all about that Native Hawaiian contemporary art or all the different types of plants we have here, like the kukui, which is a symbol of light and knowledge, or the kupukupu, which is a symbol of growth. But if you don't have time and can't make those tours whenever they're scheduled, we also have the Menehune Adventure Trail. So we talked a little bit about the Menehune and how they do all sorts of mischievous, magical things here. You can go to Pauhana Community Hall, and at no cost during the day, you just go ahead and get a device, a magical device that takes you all around the resort, and by just pressing buttons and following Auntie, you can make magical things happen all around Aulani.
That's awesome. We had a friend of ours traveling with us who did this, and now she goes, everywhere we go, she points out the animals living in the rocks, and she points out the different plants that are around the resort. So just from taking the tour herself, she's ensconced in it. She loves it.
And it's something that everyone should do. You know, at Aulani, we have a saying to look twice but think three times.
Oh.
It's so easy to be immersed in our beautiful pools, in our wonderful food, in the excellent service that is the Disney culture. But once you take a tour like that, everything you see, it's like you're looking at it through a new lens.
I agree.
Now a tree isn't a tree anymore. It's the form of a demigod. Or now a pond isn't just a pond. It's where the koi fish lived who tell stories about dragon ancestors, you know? That's the kind of culture you can get from learning more about where we are, and that's going to make it that much more magical every time you come back.
I agree. One of the challenges we face is that a lot of folks say to us, well, why should I go to Alani? I can go to Walt Disney World. I can go to Disneyland. Why should I make that trip to Alani? And what we tell them is, this is Disney. This is Disney at its finest. This is Disney magic, in my opinion, better than any other resort that Disney owns.
Mahalo.
So to experience true Disney is to come to Aulani and see it sort of at work.
I agree. I think that the best thing about Aulani is that we celebrate the Disney culture and bring you into brand new spaces. You know, here, Aulani is really a hub. It's a hub for our guests to come and have a safe experience, a safe home base where they can learn all about us, and then you can be inspired by a living, breathing, changing place. You can go all throughout the island of Oahu, in fact, throughout the island chain of Hawaii, with the foundation being here at Aulani, and that's what makes it so amazing.
That's awesome, awesome. Monaco, thank you so much.
Mahalo, thank you.
For taking the time to talk with me. We appreciate it. Our folks at home, I know, appreciate it as well.
Mahalo, thank you.
Thank you. What'd you guys think? Didn't I do a good job?
Yeah, especially the part
Thank
where
you,
especially the part where you asked him about if the Menehunes were the maids.
You know, yeah. I can't be responsible for what comes out of my mouth. I just can't. He was very, very nice about it.
He was a nice young man.
He was. He's very, very excited about it. He's part of the whole Disney Ambassador program, and he represents Alani. So you can see how excited he is. And, you know, really, really well-versed in the Alani culture, the Hawaiian culture, and how it's integrated into Alani. And just so many stories and so many great things to share. So we hope you enjoyed that. And now I know you're going to enjoy this. Possibly my favorite part of the entire week. Monaku is fluent in the Hawaiian language. He just got his master's degree in the Hawaiian language.
He did.
He did, got his master's degree. And he offered to teach me Hawaiian. I immediately said, no, thank you. But I volunteered Tracy to learn some Hawaiian. We found this to be quite enjoyable, so we hope you guys enjoy it as well.
So here we are. John has said I must now learn to speak Hawaiian. Apparently that's going to be part of my new role at Dreams, is speaking Hawaiian. So Monica is going to help me with some of my Hawaiian.
Excellent. I'm very excited to teach you. I thought today we could start with something very, very easy. When you first come into the resort, all of our kane, or men, they receive a lei of kukui. Can you say kukui?
Kukui.
That was very nice. Now, do you know what kukui means already?
It means the nuts around your neck.
Yes, it's a candle nut. Very good. High five.
Woo!
You already know Hawaiian. No lessons required. I think that means we have to go to intermediate level Hawaiian.
Great.
Perfect, perfect. I want to be able, I know you're going to go around and want to meet all of our awesome cast members. So I'm going to teach you how to say, how are you? You think we can do that?
I will try.
Okay, ready?
So it's not just aloha, right?
Well, you say aloha first because you want to, you know, you want to greet them.
Okay,
so
I'm ready.
You say aloha and then you say, pehea oi.
Oh, I'm out.
You can do this.
Okay.
You can do this.
Okay. Just say it one more time.
Pehea.
Pehea.
Oi.
Oi.
Very nice. Very nice.
Pehea.
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 Oi.
Oi.
Very good. And in response, because you're always going to be good because you're here at Aulani, you can say mai ka'i.
Mai ka'i.
Mai ka'i. Mai ka'i.
Mai ka'i.
Yes. Oh, perfect. That was really good. Okay, we're going to sample. We'll role play. I'm going to greet you. You're going to greet me. I'm going to ask you how you're doing.
Okay.
And you're going to respond. And then you're going to ask me how I'm doing. And I'm going to respond.
See, this is not right.
No, you can do this. You can do this. Let's just jump right in. Ready?
Okay.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Pehea oi.
Mahalo.
You're thankful. That's good.
I'm very thankful.
You're mai ka'i.
Mai ka'i.
Perfect. Perfect. And then now you ask me.
Okay. Say it one more time for me.
Pehea oi.
Pehea oi.
Mai ka'i. I'm doing good. Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Perfect. You had a full conversation.
See, look at that.
I think we have room for just one more word then.
Oh, good.
One easy, easy, easy word. Now, you've probably heard of the fish with the longest name, the humuhumunukunukuapua'a. And I'm sure you can already say that. And your Hawaiian is going so well. I think we should kick it up to a higher level.
Sure.
There's actually one fish with a name longer than humuhumunukunukuapua'a. And we have it right here at Aulani in our Rainbow Reef, where you can explore the magical reefs and over 1,000 fish, actually. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
It's going to be, I'll say it fast first, then we'll break it down.
Okay.
Lau vili vili nukunuku oi oi. Ready? We'll go slow.
Okay,
ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Low.
Low.
Vili vili.
Vili vili.
Nuku nuku.
Nuku nuku.
Oi oi.
Oi oi.
Very simple. We'll break it in half now. Ready? Low vili vili.
Low vili vili.
Nuku nuku oi oi.
Nuki nuki oi oi.
Nuku nuku.
Nuku nuku.
Oi oi.
Oi oi.
Okay, I'll say it one more time slow, and then you say it, and then you graduate. Are you ready?
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Lau vili vili nuku nuku oi oi. Go.
Lau
vili vili.
Vili vili.
Nuku nuki.
Nuku nuku.
Nuku nuku. Oi oi.
Yay. It's hardly fair because I love Hawaii and I feel like I just butchered an entire culture.
No, you didn't. We love that you tried. Ho'omaika'i, congratulations on making it through our three steps of Hawaiian language.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
Excellent job, Tracy.
I apologize. I am so sorry, Hawaii. I do love you. I love your language. I love your people. And I apologize to no end on how I butchered your language. It was awful. I felt terrible. Afterwards, Chris said, you were terrible.
I know. We all tried to be nice and we tried to encourage, oh, Tracy, you were good. Oh, you worked that great. It was a great segment. Her husband
goes, Phoebe teaching Joey's French.
And I even butchered his poor name. I mean, it was awful.
And he was so sweet. He really tried so hard, and it didn't work out for us. It just didn't. All right. We're going to move on. Kevin had a chance to interview the guest services manager for dining at Aulani. What was her
name? Amanda Bull.
Amanda Bull. Sweet young lady. We did that actually in Ama'ama. So that was a nice location for us to shoot that. And unfortunately, they were serving food the whole time, so it made me hungry. But we're going to play a little bit of your interview with Amanda.
Hi, I'm sitting here in the lovely Ama'ama. Look at this view behind me. And I'm talking to Amanda Bull. Amanda, tell us about your role at Aulani.
Well, I'm currently the banquets guest service manager here at Aulani. And previously, I was food and beverage guest service manager for our quick service locations.
Excellent. You're the person I want to talk to.
Okay.
One of the things that our guests concern our guests is, will they be able to have their dietary needs and allergies addressed?
Oh, of course. We highly recommend, if you're coming and you do have concerns about any dietary needs or allergies, to please email us or contact ahead our chefs, as well as our vacation planning team. We'd be more than happy to address any concerns you have. But if you do arrive and you haven't had the chance to contact them, we are more than happy to help you. Our chefs are well-versed on all the options that we provide, as well as our managers. Feel free to let one of our cast members know that you have concerns, and we'd be more than happy to grab a chef for you.
That's excellent. Speaking of that, reservations are expected at the restaurants here at Aulani. How far in advance... Let me tell you, the folks listening to our show, they like to plan ahead.
Oh, perfect.
How far ahead would you recommend that they make reservations?
I would say as soon as you possibly want to start making reservations, I would give it at least like a month out for any dinner reservations. If you're coming for our holiday experiences, probably about 2 months out would be preferred for our reservations, as we do fill up rather quickly for any of those special occasions. We do have options where you can get a reservation in on that day, but do try to make some planning choices for your reservations.
Excellent. I understand that some new details have been added to the luau.
Oh, yeah.
And that folks around here are excited about the luau. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, yes. We just recently opened our luau in October. It is an amazing luau. It's called the Kava'a Luau. We focus on our Hawaiian culture here in the west side, so the Ewa District, which is what where we currently are located with the Aulani. So we cater to our culture that we're within. We really focus on local fresh cuisine, as well as our Hawaiian hula dancers. And we focus on Hawaiians that came into the Ewa District and what culture they brought with us.
Wonderful. One of the things that we were very excited to find out was, we love sitting over by the adult pool and having lunch out by the pool, and the menu has some new items on it. Do they change regularly, or was this a...
We do try to change it up maybe about every year or so. We get a lot of great feedback from our guests that want to look for some new items to look forward to. So we like to give it a refresh every now and then. It's great to relax by the pool and enjoy some of our options that our pool service provide, or even our Wailana pool bar.
We've done that a couple times. And I have some friends who tell us that the Mai Tais are just amazing.
Oh, yes.
Another thing I would like to ask about is the buffet. You have many choices that are not usual on a mainland buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hard appealing to so many cultures?
No, it's actually great to have so many selections, because it gives everyone a little bit of something from their own cultures. So we have our poke, our sushi, our prime rib, some of our pasta dishes, and of course the keiki buffet for all of our little ones. So something for everyone to try.
That's wonderful. And in the morning, that buffet is a character buffet, correct?
Yes, yes.
It's great fun. We're sitting here in the lovely Ama'ama, as I said. In the past, the menu has stayed the same for breakfast year to year, and that has made us very happy because there were things that we really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that the menu has been tweaked a little bit at night. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Of course. We recently updated our menu for the evening selection. So we have where you can basically choose your protein option followed by your vegetable and your starch. So it gives you an option to pick and choose and kind of mix and match your choices. One of the things that are really popular would be our scallops with our macadamia brown butter sauce. And our mahi-mahi. But, of course, there's always some for our land lovers. We have a wonderful steak to choose from, cooked to your preference.
So there's something for everybody.
Of course.
Good. I had trouble with menu items before, so.
Yes.
So that's wonderful. And reservations are available at Ama'ama.
Of course.
I have a question to ask you. This is such a lovely restaurant. Do you get a lot of locals coming in?
Oh, yes. We get many, many locals who want to come in and celebrate birthdays or special occasions or just dine in for the day. I myself love to stop by the Amama and have a great lunch. We have a lobster roll that is amazing. And just the view is to die for. So who wouldn't want to sit and enjoy the view for the day?
I'm sitting and behind you is the Pacific. I'm looking at you and behind you is the Pacific Ocean. It really is a lovely space. Yeah. Another aspect I'd like to talk about is you have private in-room dining. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Of course. If our guests, you know, are staying in-house and would love to enjoy the privacy of their own room and have dinner brought to them, we have anything for many selections on our breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's great for our hotel guests as well as our Disney Vacation Club, where they stay in our beautiful villas and can enjoy the view from their own room and just the comfort and coziness of it.
Well, after a day at the pool and the beach, it might be nice to just relax and
exactly.
stay in one night.
Exactly.
And the last thing I want to talk to you about is there something our guests would like to know? Is there anything you'd like them to know about dining at Alani?
I think there's anything and everything for everyone. So a quick service, if you want to grab a quick bite in the morning, you stop our Ulu Cafe or our Wailana Coffee House. We have the poolside service. You can relax on the pool deck to our fine dining where you might want to enjoy a romantic evening with your loved one or have some fun with the characters at our Disney Buffet. But you have to come check out our Kava'a Luau. It is an amazing and thrilling show with our fire dancers and our local hula dancing. It's beautiful. And the local food is wonderful.
It seems that the cast members here are very excited about this luau.
It is. It's a new experience, and we just can't wait to tell everyone about it.
That's awesome. Amanda, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for letting us sit here in this beautiful space. Thank you for watching.
Thank you.
Excellent job, Kevin.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Why didn't Kevin have to speak Hawaiian?
He has to speak food.
The folks here are very excited about the new luau and the new features of the luau. So it's a wonderful thing there. It's fun to watch them be that excited.
We're excited about Ama'ama, actually. Tonight, while we're filming this, we're going to go and try out the new Ama'ama menu. So we hope it's really good. She said a couple things that got you excited, right?
There were scallops and macadamia nuts and, oh, my gosh.
We hope it's as good as it sounded, that's for sure. We had breakfast at Ama'ama couple days ago, and I love the breakfast here.
It's my favorite. I really enjoy the breakfast. We've enjoyed the lunch as well. We've had lunch. We've had a couple misses with dinner, so we kind of never went back.
Yeah.
But we had done breakfast and lunch, so we'll see tonight if the new menu has kind of changed the atmosphere of that a little bit.
Yeah, I'm hoping the same thing. We've had a couple dinners that weren't terrific. Breakfast is always spot on. And there's something about starting your day overlooking the ocean and sort
of
a calm.
We're an open-air restaurant on the Pacific. I mean, what could be wrong with that?
Right, and someone's delivering you macadamia nut pancakes and all sorts of good things, so you can't go wrong with that. So, great. I'm looking forward to dinner tonight, and I'm not looking forward to going home in a couple days. Tracy, can we stay in your room?
Absolutely. There's plenty of room for everybody.
I'm sure there is.
I have a pull-out sofa. I have I have a patio, a balcony. So lots of room.
Great.
All five of you.
Can we sleep in the pull-out drawers?
Absolutely. Maybe we might have to put Val in the drawers.
Put Val in the drawers. Great. Before we wrap up the show, I want to say some thanks to some folks who helped us put this all together. Out in Disney World in Florida, we have Stacy Ray, who is our sales rep. She's actually, I'm going to read her title, Manager National Accounts. And she was the person I went to initially and said, Stacy, we're going to be out on vacation. We want to get a couple of interviews. We want to do a couple of fun things out at Alani. So she started the ball rolling for me. She put me in touch with Michael Ramirez. He's the public relations manager for Disney Destinations. Thank you, Michael. He was the one who arranged all of our interviews and got the folks lined up for us. And finally, we have Noriko Harimoto. She was our local rep. She's a public relations manager here at Alani, and she was the one who sort of went with us and helped us set up the shots and introduced us to the folks we had to interview. So that all worked out very well, kind of seamless as far as that goes. So thank you to all of those folks. Thank you guys for taking time out of your precious vacation, our last few hours of our precious vacation, to talk to our folks at home. Thank you all at home for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation. Aloha.
Aloha.
Tracy.
Mahalo.
Noki noki.